3 Waterloo Radio.
All right.
I've got believers believing in me.
Oh, you said that, and that may be foreshadowing.
It might just be.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what foreshadowing means.
Yeah, because you are...
I took English when I was in high school.
Oh, you know what? I'm pretty much an English professor.
I know you are. I can tell in your finely crafted emails that you send.
Yeah, and right there when I brought up foreshadowing just out of the blue.
Yeah, you just used a literary reference.
It's always on my mindset, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
So anyways, if you're brand new to the Mono A Mono Show, we've got DJ Ad-Rock here, DJ Steel. Each week, a theme is sent in. We take that theme. We choose 4 songs each. We play them in the Mono A Mono quadrilateral.
That's right. We throw down.
Yeah. And then you, the Mono Amigos, get to vote at www.mckennamath.com for whose selections you like better.
Yeah. And you can do that in a couple of different ways, actually. You can go to mckennamath.com and click on the vote button and then vote that way. Or I'm in the forum right now, in the chat room there. Not the forum. And yeah, you can come in and hang out and chat. And if at the end of the show you want to submit your vote, and you can do that from the Sound FM website, too. You can also call us at 519-884-2567 and submit your vote that way. Or if you just want to call and feel like... you need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
So, let's talk about last week.
Okay.
Our theme was... wasn't random selection.
You're looking at me like I should know.
Yeah. We just tallied the votes. I know the winner. I just can't think of the theme.
Okay, so we had the three-way...
three-way random selection.
Random selection, and then last week we did...
what the heck was it? It must have been a good one.
Oh, songs that remind us of spring and summer. Man, it was such a good show that it blew our minds.
Yeah, but to be honest, you go to the Sound FM website, and the Mono A Mono downloads have been ridiculous.
I know. It's been crazy.
But this last week's show didn't have those same downloads. I don't know what happened. Maybe people weren't feeling the theme. I don't know.
Maybe people wanted to be winter.
Maybe
longer.
They do. Yeah, maybe they didn't like the description there. But I think it might have something to do with the fact that it was also reading week.
Could be. It could be, yeah.
Which means a lot of the Mono Amigos out there might be students.
Yeah.
Maybe they were off in their warm place.
Yeah.
Lucky. Who knows? Dog. So anyways, the winner. Let's get to the winner of that week's theme.
Okay, let's do it.
The winner of that week's theme was DJ Ad-Rock.
Yes!
Yeah. That ties up the score.
Nice, for the season series.
Yeah. So?
Oh, now I'm feeling good now.
I'll have to hopefully win this one then.
Hopefully.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Now. All right.
Why don't we get to this week's
Let's
theme?
Get... I was going to say we didn't have anything that alluded to the theme, so
no.
We just got to come out and say it.
Yeah, we were just kind of playing songs that we felt like playing. But so this theme was submitted by DJ Jeffy Jeff in light of certain political situations that are happening around the world today.
Yeah. And we got it actually while we were hanging out.
That's right, we were hanging out. You were doing a lot of hanging out.
You went and got a stamp at the Starlight, but did you ever end up going to the Starlight?
No, I didn't end up going to the Starlight.
See,
because hanging out was so much fun.
Yeah,
we just
playing
hung out.
Music and
playing
hanging
music
out.
And listening to music and
hanging
out. Yeah,
it was great. He had a great party at his place, so...
Yeah.
He submitted the theme.
Yep.
We're going to honor that theme right here for
him. We are. So DJ Jeffy Jeff wanted a theme relating to revolution.
Yeah. So I say we scissor, rock, paper it up right now, and let's get right into it.
Sure.
And let's see who's starting this off and start this battle.
Man, you're excited. All right, let's do it.
All right. One, two, three, rock!
Yes! as per usual, I shall defer.
Okay, you know what that means. Talk about for a minute what revolution means to you.
Well, revolution can mean a variety of different things.
I found my song.
Okay, so just go.
All right. Now, I'm going to start things off with some... Well, I wouldn't normally pick these guys, but I'm going to go with some Smashing Pumpkins. They got a song called The United States. And it is... You got to listen in the middle.
Okay.
Fight. I want to fight. Revolution tonight.
Oh,
here it comes.
Like it's got something to do with a revolution.
It does. Here it comes. The United States here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Stud.
That was epic.
That was kind of a longer song right there, but had a lot to do with Revolution.
That it did. So I hope people are still listening to the show, though, at this point. Not that that was a bad song. It was just, you know, maybe people, they felt that it was going on, so they, like, went and did something, like, I don't know.
You know what, though? A good song comes on, and that captivates me. When I'm driving, I listen longer.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Especially if they put a good long one on. Radio stations never do that.
No, they don't. Because they've got a short amount of time to get your interest.
Yeah, they're always playing Song 2 by Blur.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so I'm up to that. And the song that I chose, I feel, you know, really embodies, you know, what's happening with the uprisings around the world and whatnot in terms of, you know, a revolution and whatnot. So, I chose You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive. Because when you spin, that's a revolution, man. Think about that. Put that in your pipe,
like,
and smoke
one
it.
Rotation is one revolution?
That's right.
Nice.
When you spin.
Yeah.
So, here we go. This is You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
All I know is that's me. You look like you're lots of fun. Open up your loving arms.
Watch out, here I come. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Get to know your name.
All right. You Spin Me Around, the remix version.
That's right.
By Dead or Alive.
That was amazing.
That was
a... Like, I prepare extensively for this show, but that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, and it's thrown me off for what I'm going to play next. Like, I
had
my playlist set.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to throw a little switch up into my lineup, if you know what I mean. So, right there, DJ Steels played Smashing Pumpkins, United States, DJ Ad-Rock, You Spin Me Round, the remix version. I'm going to get right into my second song here. The second one I'm going to go with is a song, Stand Up For Your Rights.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now there's a subtitle as well.
Okay.
Or Sit Down.
Nice. Who's it by?
By The Frogs.
Nice. Love me some Frogs tunes.
Yeah.
And can you play I'm Hungry instead?
No, I'm going with this one.
That's kind of like a revolution song.
Or Sit Down. This one is about revolution.
It's like about a hunger strike, I'm hungry.
This one went during revolutions. That's what people are doing. They're standing up for their rights, you know?
Okay.
Going at it. So here it is. The Frogs, Stand Up For Your Rights or Sit Down on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
Stand up for your rights to be women. Stand up for your right to be men. To be men. Stand up for your rights to be human. Stand up for your rights to be God's woman. People gonna stop you. People gonna make you what they are, which is sad and depressed. And stand up for your rights to be animals. Stand up for your right to be a vegetable. Stand up. I got to stand up. Well, a lot of disrespect going down towards the minerals. Just because you're a rock don't mean that you ain't got a big fat lot of love. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights or sit down.
All right, there's the Frogs. Stand up for your rights.
Just because you're a rock doesn't mean that you don't have a fat lot of love.
You said it.
I hear that. Man, that song really spoke to me.
See, you got to stand up for your right to be a man. That's that's the theme. Now, if people are just tuning into the Mono a Mono show and you listen to that, that pretty much sums up our theme right there, is revolution.
This theme is going to be, and these songs are going to be dangerous, because I'm starting to get a stirring inside of me to want to have a revolution. And
right here in Waterloo?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I want to be part of a revolution.
What can we revolt against?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. We need to find a cause. But the thing is, I want to be part of a revolution.
Yeah.
That's what I'm starting to feel. So if you have any causes that maybe the Mono a Mono show can get
revolt against?
Can revolt against or support, then let us know.
You know what? There were a bunch of members, and I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this. I may as well. Members of our radio station who were in jail because they revolted at the G20 thing in
really?
Toronto. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
That was so big, we had to stop the music for that.
That is important. Yeah. That was a point of emphasis. But anyways,
so let's get
I wouldn't
to your
mind
second...
being part of a revolution. And speaking of being
part of a
revolution, that's the band name of the band that I'm going to be playing my next song.
The Revolution?
No, Of a Revolution.
Of a Revolution.
Yeah, they're actually called, it's just OAR. And that's the name of the band, Of a Revolution. And the song that I'm going to be playing is Crazy Game of Poker. Now, before today, I had never heard of this song before. But my American friend, who used to listen to the show all the time, he doesn't anymore, Pterodactyl, she introduced this song to me, and apparently this is a huge song in college, kind of like James Late is for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because I doubt American. Wait, no, but James isn't a Canadian band. Anyways, same sort of deal. This is a huge college rock freshman song, drinking song, and that sort of thing down in the States. So. And maybe it is somewhere else in Canada. Maybe I wasn't aware of it. Maybe I just
maybe
been
you're
living
too
under
old.
A rock. Yeah, I'm just very old. Anyways, so here we go.
With
this
a
is
big
called
lot of love.
Crazy Game of Poker by OAR of a Revolution here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
saying a skillet that that. Well, how about that? I'm coming out the front, never coming out the back. And I walked into the bar yesterday, cause I had something to do, something to say. And Johnny walked in right behind me, and I didn't turn around until I heard the sound of his feet falling on the ground. I looked over my shoulder and I saw a clown. Tonight. He looked at me with a face full of fright, and I said, how about a revolution? And he said, right. I said, oh, you say I say revolution, and you say die. I said, oh, you say I say revolution, and you say die, da, 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 da. Looking at, he hit me across the face with the bat. I grabbed my 45 and I said, let's get out and go. So he opened the door and said, what you here for? I said, I'm wandering down the road 4-4. And I said, I've been walking for about 1,000 years. And my feet are growing tired, my eyes a little wide. Don't know what to do unless I retire. And he just said, just play some crazy poker. So I said, Johnny, what you doing tonight? He looked at me with a face full of fright. And I said, how about a revolution? And he said, right. I said, oh, you say I say revolution, and you say die. I said, oh, you say I say revolution. Tonight, he looked at me with a face full of fright, and I said,
All right. You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
Right. That was Of a Revolution. Crazy Game of Poker.
Yeah. Had a little bit of a, you know, Rastafarian type sounding little thing right there.
Yeah. It was, oh man, my brain is mush lately. I can't think. Anyways, it's a different kind of music, and I can't think of what it is right now.
Like a reggae rock type, no?
It's not coming to me.
Well, it's the three-quarter song right now.
It is.
Right? We're coming up on the three-quarter song.
Yep.
You just played a little bit of like a Rastafarian influence thing. I think I'm going to take it one step further. See if I can one-up you with that
All right.
type of selection.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a Bob Marley song right here.
Okay.
Some Get Up, Stand Up.
Wow.
Stand up for your rights.
Okay. If there's not a... When you're standing up for your rights, that's what revolution is all about, man.
Yeah, you said it. That's what this song is about. That's what the last one. Stand up for your rights or sit down.
Right. However you want to do it.
But yeah.
Well, they do have sit-ins, right? That's a kind of...
Is it?
Yeah. You sit in. Like, you just sit in a place and you don't move. And, like, people get angry.
See?
And you just sit in and you stay there. Even and the point is, people want you to move and you're not moving.
You're like a rock.
You know, with a whole chunk lot of love.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. Some Bob Marley Get Up, Stand Up. Here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Get up, stand up. Get up, stand up. up for your right.
Stand up, give up for your rights. Give up for your
life.
Give
up over time.
Over time. So, some Bob Marley right there. Get up, stand up. That's it.
That was it. Good job.
Thanks.
That's revolutionary.
Yeah, my three-quarter song.
That was a strong one.
I know.
But I've got one that's not quite as much of a classic as yours is. But one that is very powerful, well, was powerful back when the George W. Bush administration was in power, and I think it's a really, really good song. It's just a quick one. Well, I guess it's 3.5 minutes. It's not too quick.
No, that's a regular length song, I think.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was shorter.
Well, I think because you're used to playing these 8-minuteers and 10-minuteers.
Yeah,
that,
exactly. I know.
Three and a half minutes
seems like nothing.
Yeah.
I know. So anyways, it's by Bright Eyes, and the song is called When the President Talks to God. So it's basically, that's what it is. It's a conversation between the president and God. And it's not, it doesn't necessarily talk about starting a revolution or whatever, but it's just talking about a generation's angst towards an administrator. So here we go. This is Bright Eyes with When the President Talks to God here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono e Mono.
Oh.
All right, thanks a lot. This next song,
this next song
is for our ignorant, arrogant, and most of all, incompetent president. Goes like this. When the president talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely not? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled, which voter fraud must be concealed when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the president talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf while they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the president talks to God. When the president talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own bullshit when the president talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt it.
There you go. Right. That doesn't stir your loins. I don't know what will. Yeah. Too bad George isn't in office anymore. So you
right.
Can't really. You've got to just write a new one based on things that Barack Obama is doing or not doing.
Yeah. Do you think they like him better?
I don't know. I think that when he first, I don't follow American politics all that well. I don't follow politics in general all that much. But I think when he first got put in, there was a lot of hope and whatnot. But then I think he's kind of lost the faith of the nation. That's the impression I get. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I could be talking out of my ass. I don't know. But that's just from what I gather from little snippets of.
Things online
and stuff like that.
Oh, well, I don't even know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Do you know what time it is in our show here?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Not really.
I'm just wondering if you're ready to open the vault here or not. You're still thinking about it, no? Yeah?
I'm not sure if I am.
Maybe while you're thinking about things, you may want to plug this thing that we just happened to see hanging on the wall by Rebel Time Records. Now, we were talking about earlier about people being charged with...
Charged at the G20 summit
and everything, and we just happened to look up on the wall here,
completely by coincidence. Not planned.
We weren't
aware of this.
And we're just looking at the ad wall, seeing what we got to plug, and what's up there. Rebel Time Records presents Rebel Fest 2011,
Saturday, March 12th, and Sunday, March 13th. At This Ain't Hollywood on 345 James Street North in Hamilton.
And what's this cause promoting?
The cause is a G20 political prisoner fundraiser.
There you go.
We had no idea. Like, I saw the sign, but I didn't read the fine print at the bottom.
March 12th, that's coming up soon,
that
too.
That is, so...
Where is it at?
It's in Hamilton at This Ain't Hollywood.
What's that?
Must be a new place.
We're
from Hamilton. We have never heard of this. Mind you, we're not cool, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Some of the bands playing are The Rotten, The Class War Kids, Market Zero, Brutal Youth, Overpower, The Lucky Ones, Broadcast Zero, Genies Apatrid, The Steel Town Spoilers, Machine Gun Dolly, The New Enemy, The Fallout, Farler's Fury, The Rebel Spell, The Decay, and The Class Assassins.
Yeah.
Those aren't just some of the bands. Those are all the bands.
So,
all right, I think I'm ready now.
Okay, so
I wasn't mentally prepared for this.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get
to stretch. Okay, yeah. So it is now time for the Knockout Punch.
Access granted.
Yes. All right.
Good thing I prepared.
Yeah. Good first try. Sometimes when you don't prepare, it takes us a few tries to get it, so.
Yep.
Anyway, Knockout Punch. I get sent this theme, first band I think of. Rage Against the Machine.
First band I thought of, too, but you beat me to the punch.
Yeah.
The Knockout Punch.
Oh! So, obviously, one of their big revolution ones is You Gotta Take the Power Back.
Right.
So I went with the big one right here.
I think you probably could have gone with any Rage Against the Machine song and you would have been safe.
Yeah. Yeah, this one spells it out right in the name, though. So I'm going to go with Take the Power Back.
Well, the name of the band spells it out right there. Well, Rage Against the Machine.
You said it.
That's a revolution right there.
So let's get to some Rage Against the Machine.
Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Crank the music up.
disguise. Let your love puncture the structure of life. Dove in our minds and attempted to hold us back. We've got to take it back. Holes in the spirit causing tears and fears. One-sided stories for years and years and years. I'm inferior, who's inferior? Yeah, you need to check the interior of the system. Who cares about only one culture and that? So we gotta take the power back. We gotta take the power back. Break it down. But the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies bouncing off every fucking wall. Closure is well kept. I guess he fears playing the fool. The place that students sit and listen to that bullshit that he'd learned in school. Europe ain't my rope to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it. Yeah, we hang from it. Gotta get it. Put brethren in. Rock the motherfucking brethren. Expose and close the doors on those who try to strangle and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back.
A knockout punch if I've ever heard one.
Wow, that was pretty good. That's going to be a tough act to follow.
I know. I took the power back. Wow. Get it?
I do get it.
That was an after way, like a segue, but afterness.
I think I understand what you're saying. A little bit?
Yeah.
Anyways, well, that is going to be a tough act to follow, but I shall do my best. So, I kind of lied before when you said... When we had the topic revolution, the first band that came to mind was Rage Against the Machine.
For me, you were lying?
I was lying when I said that was the same for me, because it wasn't. Actually a song came to my head first, which was Revolution by the Beatles. So
actually, I don't know that Beatles song. Maybe I do.
You will
maybe
once
I'll
you hear
have
it.
To hear
you,
it yeah.
You will once you hear it. But anyways, so in. And this is kind of, I haven't told you about this, but I will win this week because I have the secret weapon. So when I was researching the song, I found that there was a certain artist did a cover of Revolution. Now, what artist normally guarantees victory on this show?
I don't know.
You don't know? This is
like
one of the
from the past.
Yeah, this was one of the things that you, when I first started, you said if I play this artist, I will win.
Elliott Smith.
There you go. I found an Elliott Smith cover of Revolution by the Beatles.
All right.
That is my knockout punch.
I'll be interested to hear this. I'm not sure I know the original Beatles tune, but an Elliott Smith cover, yeah.
There you go. So here it is. This is Revolution by Elliott Smith, originally done by the Beatles, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
There you have it.
Cha-cha-wah!
Some Elliott Smith.
What did you think? Did you recognize the song after once it was being played?
I don't think I know.
You don't
that
know that song?
No.
Huh. Well, there you go. I just exposed you to some.
Yeah, let me do a quick recap
new
here.
Stuff. Sure.
Because it's now time to vote. I'll tell people who might have missed a song. I doubt they did, but even if they did, they could always check it out on the podcast. DJ Steele played United States by the Smashing Pumpkins, then moved into Stand Up For Your Rights, or Sit Down, by the Frogs, then Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley, finish things off with You Gotta Take the Power Back by Rage Against the Machine. DJ Ad-Rock.
That's me.
Started off with the You Spin Me Round remix by Dead or Alive. Crazy Game of Poker of a Revolution, OAR. When the President Talks to God by Bright Eyes. And Revolution, you just heard it, Revolution by Elliott Smith, which was a cover of the Beatles' Revolution.
That's right. So, go to your polling stations, which are located at www.mckennamath.com. Oh, apparently DJ Doormat is voting right now.
Oh, wow.
And then he left. Anyways. So
I am going to vote right now.
And see you later. So yeah, you can go to www.mckennamath.com, click on the vote button, and then submit your vote that way. You can vote in the chat right now, and we'll duly note it.
You can also call in.
You can give us a call at 519-884-CKMS, which is 2567.